FSU players and supporting names in either in memory of or in honor of so many wonderful people. I know I've talked to some of the people already. And anyway, I just wanted to say thank you, first of all.
Of course.
But what happened to me is I also am a breast cancer survivor. And when I was diagnosed, we had in our town here of Big Rapids no opportunity for information and empowerment. And it just wasn't right. It just didn't sit well with me. And it was, I just felt like I was dropped on the floor, you could say, without any help at all when I was first diagnosed. So I just didn't want that to happen to other people. It's just a very lonely, overwhelming feeling. And so with help from friends and my husband, we wound up going to our hospital here in Big Rapids and asked if we could help the situation out within our community. And so many people stepped up, and through a lot of hard work, we wound up opening the Susan P. Wheatlake Cancer and Wellness Center. And it is for wellness opportunities for men and women, not just women, in very honest terms here. It's really expanded its horizons. The information we have, libraries, a library with books that can be checked out, great deal of free information. We have computers where somebody can come in, either do research or we'll do research for them on the different cancers. And we offer education programs trying to bring enlightenment on different diseases. And right now we are partnering with the Regional Cancer Center up in Reed City.
Wow.
And so we're expanding even further. And all this money is going to help all this.
You're looking at the arena here tonight. It's pretty full and there's a lot of pink. It's the first time we've ever done anything of this, and it's in your name, it's in your fund. This has to be pretty and special for you.
Oh, it is. It's very heartwarming.
I'm sorry to cut you off. And the players wearing jerseys, too, because of this. That's a big deal.
My gosh.
That's a big deal.
Oh, I was so proud to be out there on the ice with them.
Yeah, that too.
You.
Yeah.
Elwin, I got to tell you, I stood next to number 21.
Justin Buzzio.
Yes. And so I had an opportunity to talk to him, and I said, get a goal for me, Justin.
Wow.
He did. How's that? So I'm tickled.
That is awesome.
It was quite an exciting night. I am truly enjoying myself.
We're broadcasting live on the radio throughout West Michigan on 97.3 FM and all around the world online at FerrisStateBulldogs.com. And Susan, I've heard that there's been some pretty high numbers of what you guys have given financially in a short amount of time, too. Do you know exactly what those specifics were?
Oh, golly.
It was like the
I got to tell you, our goal is $2 million, and I know we are fast approaching the $1 million mark.
Wow.
I mean, we've still got a ways to go,
yeah.
But that's what we're after. We figure that if we can get to $2 million, because it is endowed, it means we can work off the interest, and that we have this money coming in every year. So any donation that comes in, it isn't just spent immediately and it's gone. It goes into an endowed fund so that this continues on for years and years and years. It's going to help so many people.
I saw you on the ice earlier this week, and I saw you skating around, kind of, and I didn't really look around. I didn't really look too much into it. I didn't know who you were. And then I saw you with the stick and start skating, and I heard earlier in the day, I got a flashback, and I heard she's from Canada, and she knows how to skate. And I go, that's got to be Susan. I stepped on the ice. Remember, I go, you
yes.
must be Susan. And you go, that I am.
Yes, that's true. Oh, that was wonderful, too. I used to play hockey. I was on a girls' hockey team here at Ferris, even.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, these women, yeah. And anyway, it was a wonderful experience. It was a dream come true. And so just getting out and putting on the blades again was awesome.
My mother passed when I was in second grade in 98 or 99 from ovarian cancer. And so I do want to say that I really do feel connected to what you're doing. That's awesome. And my last question for you would be, a memory to my mother. I love you, Mother. I haven't really said that on the radio ever, and it's my fifth year broadcasting. So I know she's probably listening somewhere in heaven, hopefully. But again, back to you. If someone wanted help, or if they did get diagnosed, so they didn't have that feeling of being lost, how would they get help?
Oh, gosh, very easily. You can get in touch with us right here in Big Rapids at the Wheatlake Cancer and Wellness Center. Just call Spectrum Big Rapids Hospital.
Okay.
Maybe that would be helpful.
Okay.
Just call the local hospital. Or if you're up in the Reed City area, call the regional cancer center there. And both Wheat Lake centers are there. So.
Any last things to say?
Cases. I'm just so tickled tonight. In fact, I'm tickled pink. How's that?
I like that. That's good. I see what you did there.
No, this is wonderful. It is.
Awesome.
And I so appreciate it. And all the students that are out here.
Yeah, look at the student section. All
phenomenal.
In pink. I'm wearing pink. I mean, everyone wearing this.
I know.
This.
I love it.
This is great. This is great.
I love it. It's truly what it is. It's cancer awareness. And
yep.
That's what we need.
Yep.
People have to understand that there is help out there and where to go and get it.
Susan,
that's what's important.
Susan P. Wheatlake, everybody. This is one special lady and probably one of the best interviews I've had. Thank you for joining us, Susan.
Sweet. Thank you.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. It's the Walmart Intermission Report. Dogs tied 2-2 after being down 2-0 in the Breast Cancer Awareness Susan P. Wheatlake Wellness Fun Game. You're listening to Ferris State Hockey live on the Bulldog Sports Network.